It's Friday, and that means Sonia Sorich is here.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal. Fridays are when we get together to talk about the week's top business stories. It was a big week for the casino plant in Elk Grove, with two notable developments announced. Let's start with the appeal that was dismissed.
Yeah, maybe you remember that the anti-gambling group Stand Up California challenged the federal government's decision to put land into trust for the Wilton Rancheria Tribe, which plans to develop this casino in Elk Grove. Now, that administrative appeal was dismissed this week, which cleared one of the hurdles to the tribe's development of the casino.
And this week's other news was also a step forward for the casino.
Yeah, that's right. Governor Jerry Brown signed a gaming compact with the tribe. Now, this is something that sets the rules and guidelines for operating and managing a casino, and it's required before a tribe can offer gaming.
All right, so those two things happen. What happens next? Where do things stand now?
Well, these are definitely steps forward for this planned casino in Elk Grove, but potential challenges still remain. The director of Stand Up California, that anti-gambling group I mentioned, did say that her group will continue to challenge the project through a federal lawsuit. Also, you might remember that a group of Elk Grove residents have also sued the city over the casino. Now, this planned casino, of course, would be on the site of an unfinished outlet mall at the south end of Elk Grove, and it's a $500 million project that would include a hotel and convention center.
Yeah, what about that outlet mall? Any updates there?
There's still a lot of question marks surrounding that mall. Now, we've previously reported on tenants that we've learned about through leasing brochures online and job ads and that sort of thing. But for the most part, the mall's developer, which is the Howard Hughes Corporation, has stayed pretty quiet. Now, proponents want to see this casino move forward because they think it could spur more development at that unfinished mall site.
There was also some healthcare news this week. Western Health Advantage, a Sacramento-based HMO, is preparing for a big expansion into the Bay Area.
Basically, Western Health is joining forces with Canopy Health, a provider alliance, to market health insurance to employers in San Francisco and beyond.
How is this going to affect Sacramento jobs?
Well, it appears that this is good economic news locally. Western Health expects to add about 24 staff members to its home office here to help manage the expansion, and it also expects to open a satellite office in the Bay Area.
And then there was a story about UC Davis announcing that it wants to withdraw from its partnership with Western Health Advantage.
Yeah, we reported this a little while back. A quick refresher, UC Davis Health announced plans to withdraw from joint ownership of Western Health and remove its primary care providers from the plan's network. Now, basically, UC Davis says this is because rates paid by the plan are too low. Now, this decision won't change even amid this update about Western Health expanding into the Bay Area.
In grocery news, West Sacramento-based Raley's has introduced an interesting feature at one of its Reno stores.
Now you can go into that supermarket and purchase a growler jug that's filled with beer right in front of you inside of that store. When I visited recently, there were 8 beers on tap, and this is a relatively new addition. It's something that's only available at that one Reno Raley's location, which is why I made my road trip all in the name of research, of course. This just shows another step that Raley's is taking as the grocery climate gets more and more competitive. We've heard about many grocers bolstering their selection of beer and wine to stand out amid that competition, and Raley's is no exception here.
Any chance we'll see these growlers at Sacramento stores?
Well, not in the immediate future. In California, it's illegal for a retailer to fill a growler. That task is associated with beer manufacturing licenses in the state. So if you want to go and have the thrill of watching your growler get filled with beer, you'll have to take a road trip to Reno.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.